Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. The Pro Football Scouting Podcast is available to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. This week, I'm continuing my Hall of Fame series where I give you a position or a group of positions and tell you which active players are locks for the Hall of Fame and which ones still have some work to do. The last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago on Monday, I did quarterbacks. Last week, I did running backs. And this week, I'm gonna group together wide receivers and tight ends. And then next week, I'm just going to be looking at offensive linemen as a whole. So with that being said, that is going to be our Monday show. Wednesday, I am doing a list of 30 best players in the NFL. The last 2 weeks, I've given you players 30 through 10. This week, I'm going to give you players 10 through 1. Here's how I come up with the list. I look at the game tape, and I got to make sure they've been playing for at least 1 year in the league. That list is based on how good they are right now. It's different than a lot of other top 100 or top 50 lists because I'm really taking into consideration not just stats or production or what they've done just this past year or the fact that maybe they were playing in a better system. I'm looking at the football player as a whole, evaluating them, and then based on that, giving you my list of 30 best players. This week, I am very excited to give you players 10 through 1. And then every Friday, I answer your guys' questions. Again, send questions to stevethescout81@gmail.com. I will pick the 5 questions each week that I decide to answer. And some weeks, if it's a really, if it's a question that takes a long explanation, and I think, you know, it's a really good one to answer, I may spend an entire show doing it. A couple people had sent me questions, on Tom Brady asking me, is he a systems quarterback? Would he have had the same success without Belichick? So I decided to give you guys a whole episode on that. So, that's been the schedule lately. And again, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern time. Let's talk about wide receivers and tight ends. So today I'm gonna discuss these guys and tell you, are they Hall of Famers right now? And if not, what do they need to do to get there? So here are the wide receivers we're gonna be looking at. We're gonna be looking at Brandon Marshall, Larry Fitzgerald, Antonio Brown, DeSean Jackson, Julio Jones, Demaryius Thomas, and A.J. Green. And among active tight ends, I'm going to be looking at Rob Gronkowski, Vernon Davis, and Antonio Gates. So what I'm telling you is this, is that all these guys, I'm not going to say all these guys are even in the Hall of Fame conversation, but it's at least discussing all these guys and saying, are they a lock right now? No. What do they need to do to get there? Or me just flat out saying no. They're really not going to end up there regardless. So I'm going to give you my opinion on all these guys. I'm going to start out with Brandon Marshall. Looking at Brandon Marshall, and understand, yes, this show is called the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today, I am going to give you an evaluation on one player, and I mean a real evaluation. That is Antonio Brown, because I want to talk about what makes him so great. But today's episode, again, is not going to focus that much on the essence of scouting. It's really going to be, for the most part, looking at their credentials. So when I look at Brandon Marshall, first of all, yeah, he went to a lot of different teams, but you can definitely say the guy was a major draft steal. In 2006, he was drafted round 4, pick 19. He made 6 Pro Bowls, had over 12,000 yards receiving. So right there, you know, it's a pretty good resume. But I want to go back to something that I started saying last week when I'm evaluating Hall of Famers. I want to make sure you guys understand that the difference between great and greatness. I will say that Terrell Davis and Kurt Warner were great. they essentially in some ways took over the NFL with how great they were. That is why those guys did not need to play for a very long time to make the Hall of Fame. Greatness is someone who is consistently good over a long period of time. Great example of that, and a reason why I think he's going to be a future Hall of Famer, is Frank Gore. Frank Gore was never considered the best running back in the league, but you know he's had his last 12 seasons, he's either been over 1,000 yards or really close to it. That is greatness. So when I look at Brandon Marshall, here's what I'll say. Yes, he's got 6 Pro Bowls, he's got 12,000 yards, but to me, he was never great in the sense of, you know, Julio Jones great. He was really damn good. I mean, you could say he was a great wide receiver and a great football player, yes. But when I say great, I'm talking about someone legendary. Julio Jones, in terms of what he's doing on the football field, it's among the most impressive, maybe top 10 most impressive we've ever seen from a wide receiver. That is what I mean by great. Brandon Marshall was not in that category of great. And in terms of greatness, if you're not there as a wide receiver, I need to see if a wide receiver was never Julio Jones great or Calvin Johnson great, or, you know, Antonio Brown, then I want to see you make at least 8 Pro Bowls. To me, Brandon Marshall right now, he's made 6. He has won a Super Bowl. He's been with a lot of teams. And you know, you have to realize that right now he's not there. What he needs to do is he needs to have his last few years in the league, you know, he has to have a Steve Smith kind of exit where he comes back. Not that Steve Smith ever really was down. He's always looked productive. There was never a time where I thought, yeah, Steve Smith can't play anymore. But looking at Brandon Marshall, I don't, his season with the Giants last year wasn't very good. So he's going to have to come back and he's going to have 2 to 3 good years for people to actually look at him as a Hall of Famer. So to me, you know, he's not there right now. Now, moving on from Brandon Marshall and looking at Larry Fitzgerald had a period of time where he was great. And what I mean by that is there's a period of time that we looked at Larry Fitzgerald as the best wide receiver in the NFL. So he's had a period of time where he was dominant. And on top of that, he has had sustained greatness. He was drafted round 1, pick 3 in 2004. And look, he's made 11 Pro Bowls. So obviously, with him also being Walter Payton, Man of the Year, being on one team, really being the icon of that city, and him being popular, you know, with the writers, you know, he is in my mind a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't see any chance that he misses on the first ballot. Just looking at his entire resume, Larry Fitzgerald, you know, is definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer. No question about that. All right, so moving on from Larry Fitzgerald, let me preface the next part by just saying this. In 2000, pick 199 overall, Tom Brady was drafted. That was the best steal in the history of the NFL draft. If you're going to ask me what was the second best steal, it was 10 years later when Antonio Brown was drafted 195th overall, round 6, pick 15 of the 2010 NFL draft. Now, if you're going to ask me, is Antonio Brown a Hall of Famer right now, meaning if you retire today, I am going to say yes. Here's why. First of all, right now, Antonio Brown, to me, when you want to look at the actual skill sets of a wide receiver, in history, right now, to me, him and Jerry Rice are 1 and 2. Do I think he is a better pure receiver than Randy Moss? Yes. Terrell Owens, Marvin Harrison, Larry Fitzgerald. I believe from a skill set standpoint, him and Jerry Rice are 1 and 2. And to be honest, he is that freaking good right now that I really don't even know which one to say has a better skill set. But when you look at Antonio Brown, yes, I'm serious about that. When you look at Antonio Brown, before I mentioned greatness or great versus greatness. And since being in the league in 2010, look, he's already made 6 Pro Bowls. Terrell Owens, who everyone said should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer, his entire career he made 6 Pro Bowls. This guy's done it, and he's in his late 20s. Not even very late 20s. But he's made 6 Pro Bowls already. And when you want to look at what he's also done else in terms of credentials, 4-time first-team All-Pro, 2 times he's led the league in receptions, and 2 times he's led the league in receiving yards. In terms of how great he is, I am telling you, he is among right now already to me one of the best tight ends in history. The three best tight ends that I've seen since I've been alive have been Antonio Brown, Jerry Rice, and Calvin Johnson. Antonio Brown has been great. What I mean by that, again, is great versus greatness. He has been dominant during the time that he has been here. When you go back and look at what other people were saying before he entered the NFL draft, there's a website, and I believe it was NFLDraftScout.com. Yes, and actually I stand correct on that. They had him ranked as their 37th best overall wide end prospect. And when I look at Antonio Brown, he to me reminds me he's the Steph Curry of the NBA. He's a small guy from a small school that is doing things that we've really never seen before at a certain position. Now I'm going to tell you that. Again, the main reasons that I think he should be in is there is never a period in Terrell Owens' career where I thought he was as good as Antonio Brown. And yes, I think Terrell Owens is one of the best wide receivers ever. If you're going to look at the best, you know, 7 wide receivers of the last 25, 30 years, he's on that list. But even though Terrell Owens was great and had greatness, Antonio Brown is on an all-time level that, to me, there's no one in the NFL right now that can match him with that. He should be there because he's already had 6 Pro Bowls, and right now he is in the prime of his career. I bet you he'll make another 6, 7, or 8. From everything that I've read, he wants to play for a long time. And now, you know, the one thing that I do want to do on this show is give you my 1 scouting report, and I'm going to do it on Antonio Brown. Look, I want to do this scouting report because I believe the consensus right now among people that are NFL fans and know about the players in the league is that, you know, probably Antonio Brown and Julio Jones are going to be looked at as number 1 and number 2. Outside of that, you have guys like Odell Beckham, AJ Green, but I think for the most part right now, in terms of a body of work and what they've done lately and being consistent, Antonio Brown and Julio Jones right now are the gold standard. Everyone knew coming into the NFL, Julio Jones was this big monster. But, you know, Antonio Brown, a guy that got drafted round 6, pick 15, he doesn't have necessarily Julio's straightaway speed, although that is a perception that may not be the reality, I will say. You know, what makes this guy so special? So when I break down Antonio Brown, first of all, looking at his feet work, his actual feet move faster than any feet of any other wide receiver in the NFL on his routes. Now, what is really good is that although he has really fast speed, he's really good at varying routes. What I mean by that is varying route speed. So, you know, sometimes, you know, he'll have a couple plays where he may run 70 to 85% of whatever his fastest speed is. And, you know, he'll catch that DB. I wouldn't necessarily wouldn't necessarily say sleeping, but off of his game a little bit. And then the next play, a guy that's faster in and out of his breaks than any other wide receiver in the NFL and has faster feet is going to catch you off guard. And that is just one thing that he's good at. Antonio Brown is also one of the best in the NFL in terms of catching the ball in traffic. He's worked over time very hard to get stronger, and you know he is pretty fearless when it comes to catching the ball in traffic. Now, one of the other things that makes it very hard to cover Antonio Brown is how subtle he is when he separates. A lot of times, you know, you'll see a stop and go route where it looks like the cornerback has him covered, but he has no wasted movement, and he will literally disengage from that DB, get a few yards off of him, and the quarterback is finding a wide open Antonio Brown. He did that. He's done that to guys like Darrell Revis, Patrick Peterson. You know, you think you have him covered, but you really don't. And you know that is just one example where he does that. In terms of his feet as well, yeah, they're fast. You know, he has great sudden separation. You know, he's a great route runner. People often nickname Tony Toe Tap because in terms of being able to be aware of where his feet are supposed to be, he's probably the very best at that. His ability to track a football, it's among the very best in the NFL. And even at 5'10", he is able to plant his feet in the ground, and if there's a few guys covering him deep, he's going to jump up and usually be the guy that comes down with it, even though he's not the biggest guy there. When you want to look at his lateral quickness, the best lateral speed of any guy in the NFL. And again, you know, with his route running, he has a lot of improvisation. And, you know, he knows – he almost has this. Antonio Brown has you know, and what I would call anticipated movement awareness, where he's going to anticipate where he needs to be, similarly to how Drew Brees is going to anticipate where his wide receivers are going to be, even though he's not the biggest guy and can't always necessarily see off of his offensive line. He has a feel for where he's going to need to be before he gets there. He has zero wasted motion. And you know what? One of the things that also helps tremendously as well is that he has some of the best body control. In terms of a guy that there's no wasted movement, but also just knows how to control his body, his hands, feet, eyes all work in unison. And when you want to look at his hands, in terms of being able to jam a DB and you know using his hands to manipulate guys, he's one of the very best at that. He's physically, you know, he's gotten a lot stronger the longer he's been in the league. And what really separates him, I think, also is going to be his overall work ethic. When you hear about his work ethic, to me, it sounds like I don't know if it's on the same level. There's no way to really know. But when you hear about his work ethic, it makes me think of Jerry Rice, his physical work ethic. When I hear about his mental approach to the game, I think of Tom Brady and Drew Brees. So all those things combined make Antonio Brown that good. And to me, you know, he is already rivaling Jerry Rice for in terms of actual skill sets, the actual skill set of playing the wide receiver position. He could be looked at as the best ever. Antonio Brown is on another level. Another guy drafted the same year as Antonio Brown. He's not a Hall of Famer yet, but he's starting to make his case, is Demaryius Thomas, number 88 for the Denver Broncos. He was their first round pick that year. When you look at what Demaryius has done so far, in his last six seasons, he's had 8,000 yards receiving. He's made 5 Pro Bowls. He's still playing good football. This guy has another, you know, 3 really great years. I think he's getting in. You know, if he has 5 more good years, then he's probably going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So Demaryius, keep doing what you're doing. You still got some more work to do, but this is a guy that, you know, if he continues to play well, He'll get in. This last season, was his lowest production-wise. Hopefully, with Case Keenum at quarterback, things will get a little bit better. But Demaryius Thomas, definitely a guy that, is on his way and just needs a little bit more work. Really, with five Pro Bowls and, 6 great years, he needs a few more, and, I think he can get in. All right, the last three guys that I want to take a look at and examine in terms of their Hall of Fame case are Julio Jones, Rob Gronkowski, and Antonio Gates. When I look at Julio Jones, is he a lock if he retires today? I don't think so quite yet. Here's why. I think Antonio Brown is the best wide receiver in the NFL. I would put Julio Jones as number two. So with that being said, Antonio Brown has played in the year. He's played in the NFL 1 year longer. He's made one more Pro Bowl, and he's been, in terms of just a better wide receiver, yes. I think he's number one, and I think Julio Jones is number two. So with all those things considered, I only thought of Antonio Brown as a Hall of Fame lock after this last year. This last year to me is what locked him in for me. Julio Jones, because I believe he is the second best wide receiver in the NFL. For those reasons, I see Julio Jones. He needs to have 2 to 3 more good years. Right now, he's made five Pro Bowls. He has 9,054 yards receiving. But to me, Antonio Brown can make it with six Pro Bowls. I'd like to see Julio Jones or 6 great seasons. I think Julio Jones needs to have 7 or 8 for me to say that he's a lock. But considering this, he is still one of the very best players in the game. And I think a guy that's going to go down as one of the best wide receivers in history, Julio Jones. I don't see anything that's going to stop this guy from making the Hall of Fame. He's on a path there to do it right now, and I don't think anything is going to stop him. Now, when I look at AJ Green, Julio Jones has made five Pro Bowls. AJ Green has made seven. So, they've played the same number of years, but AJ Green has made seven Pro Bowls. If you're gonna ask me up until this point who's had the better NFL career, it's really hard to say. I would say Julio Jones has been more dominant, but I do think AJ Green, even with seven Pro Bowls, he's still going to need about 2 more years. If he gets 8 or 9, he's in. So he just needs to have a few more good seasons, and I think he's going to get in. I'd really like to see him have 2 to 3 more, because you got to understand, with the NFL being a passing league, it makes it more competitive and harder for wide receivers to get in. But AJ Green, round one, pick four. Julio Jones, the same year, round one, pick six. Both of them were very worthy of that, and two guys that I think are going to end up in the Hall of Fame. Just both of them need to do a little bit more, and they shouldn't have any problem getting in. So moving past those guys, looking at Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski is an example of a guy that hasn't had greatness, meaning over an extended period of time, but since he's come into the league, he's been the best tight end in the NFL. To me, right now, he's pretty close to being a lock. I know, look, he only has a little over 7,000 receiving yards, but he has made five Pro Bowls, and just his level of dominance has been the best of this generation. If he has 2 more good years, I mean, there's really nothing that can stop him. I think if he has a monster year next year, he's definitely a lock. So, I mean, I would say for me right now, I would vote him in, because when I look at Rob Gronkowski, I think of Terrell Davis. Just a period of time that was not that long where he had extreme dominance. Rob Gronkowski is obviously going to have, looks like, a longer career, but when you look at Gronk right now, he's still the best tight end in the game to me, and a guy that I don't see is going to have any problem getting into the Hall of Fame. Another guy that's definitely going to get into the Hall of Fame is going to be Antonio Gates. Antonio Gates has made 8 Pro Bowls, went undrafted, and he's had 11,508 receiving yards in his career. So when you want to look at best tight ends of all time, he's in that conversation. Again, you know, I think Gronk is going to need about 1 to 2 more years to make him a surefire lock. Antonio Gates, with the amount of receiving yards that he's had and the production that he's had, and 8 Pro Bowls, you know, he's definitely in there right now. A few more guys that people might be asking about are DeSean Jackson and Vernon Davis. And I will say these guys are going to have a hard time getting in. Both of them are well past their prime. DeSean Jackson's only made 3 Pro Bowls. Vernon Davis is definitely past his prime. Look, he can still play, but, you know, there has not been enough really dominant years by him where he can get in. Same thing goes for DeSean Jackson. So I think these guys, with what their production has been like recently, it's going to be hard for them. It's going to be hard for them to get in and really make a run for it at this point. But you never know. All right, guys. So that wraps up today's show. Next week, I'm going to be giving you offensive linemen and letting you know among active players which guys are locks for the Hall of Fame and which guys still have some work to do. This Wednesday, again, I'm going to be giving you my 10 best players in the NFL. This Friday, as always, I answer your guys' questions. Again, my email is stevethescout81@gmail.com. Send it over there. Each week I will answer either 5 questions or I'll pick 1 question to do an entire show on. I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. You guys enjoy your Monday or whenever you are listening to this. Again, you can listen to these episodes as you want, but they do come out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern time. This is Steve the Scout, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.